上帝救主带着奇妙的爱。
Here we go. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. We're just going to sing the first verse. I want us to consider today a little bit about the subject of repentance. And repentance is that we let God search us, and then we say, Lord, I want to go your way. So here's the repentant heart. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be any wicked way in me, cleanse me from sin and set me free.
这里面我们今天要唱的第二首歌是，就是说洁净我。洁净我呢，是因为这个里面第一，这首歌的我们只唱第一节。第一节说呢，请搜寻我神呢，就知道我内心。今天就是说是来试炼我，我的救主知道我的想法，我要祷告。所以今天我要讲的是一点关于那个，就是说是悔改的事情。悔改事情，那么说呢，这个里面呢，就首先呢，要主呢来搜寻我，搜寻我以后呢，真知道我的内心，知道我的内心，帮助我去悔改。
Okay, it's got a simple tune, a lovely tune. You'll enjoy it. We'll sing it. Search me, O God. Search me.
我们要经常像这样祷告。
So, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the simple truths of the Bible, and we're thankful that repentance works.
所以说我们要感谢圣经里这样简洁的真理，就是我们也该感谢呢，就是我们能够悔改。
And so, Lord, we pray that as we contemplate a little this morning, you'll work in our hearts and draw us closer to yourself.
就是当我们开始今天呢去学习这样的时候呢，求您呢就是说是啊帮助我们，就是宣传我们内心，让我们能够这样去做。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name and pray.
我们现在献上感恩并且祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So again, welcome to Sharon and to Jean and Linda. I never know whether Linda's here or there. She was here, now she's there. This is the other Linda. Or is this you?
Yes. This is Josh's wife.
Josh's wife is there, that's right.
Yeah, she went home.
Okay, all right. Hard to keep track of everybody.
所以再次欢迎呢，就是俊呢，还有王苗，还有 Sherry 谢茹。那么说这个里面呢，就是他刚才呢，觉得那个王苗在这里也一会儿呢，他不是太清楚，但是现在他也回家了，他说很难知道到底他在哪里。
So what has been my plan regarding these meetings? I think this is me.
我的计划关于这一堂课是什么呢？
What has been my plan regarding these meetings at
11:30?
And I keep on asking myself the question, I've got to tell the people what the Bible is all about.
So I always ask myself this question, that is to say, I have to tell people what the Bible is all about.
And so from God's perspective, this is what I think the Bible is all about.
所以从神的那个观点去看呢，这是我认为圣经所要讲的。
It's all about the fact that there is a God.
你所有的讲到就是这样一个事实，呀，这里哎呀是有神的。
And He sent His Son. There is a resurrection.
所以呢，他差下他的儿子，所以呢有了复活。
And because there's a God, and because there's a resurrection, there must be repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为就是有神呢，有那个复活的，那必须有那个悔改，因为呢，神的国近了。
Well, that makes a fair amount of sense. I call it God's logic.
这个呢，看起来呢，非常有道理，我称之为这是神的逻辑。
And if you read the Bible, starting at Genesis 1 and ended up at Revelation 22, as Donald Trump and others are doing, I don't know, Donald Trump is going to be reading.Several verses. I don't know if he's going to stay for the rest of the week.
所以这个里面呢，就是说从那个就是说是创世纪第一章第一节呢，一直到启示录的第二十二章最后一节，所以他都讲的是有神、有复活、有那个悔改。那么说呢，就是他不知道呢，这个就是说是就像那个在大唐纳德·川普，他们现在有一个马拉松的读圣经的，他要读几节经文，但是我不知道呢，他是不是在其他的时间呢，他会待在那里一起读。
So.When I first started working, primarily with Chinese, just coming over from China, I said, Harold, you've got to start here.
所以呢，当我开始刚开始呢，就是去服侍那些中国来的，特别是刚从中国来的人的时候呢，我说 Harold, 你必须从第一个这个神这里开始。
And I was amazed. Most people, when I started talking to them, said, I already know there's a God.
因为我感到非常的惊奇的是呢，大多数人当我跟他们他交谈的时候，他们都说呢，我们知道有神。
A little harder to prove the resurrection takes more time.
所以呢，有点难呢，向他们证明呢有复活这一个呢，要花点时间。
And it's true. If you go out into the world, a lot of people will tell you there's a God.
所以这个也是个事实，如果你去到世界里面呢，大多数人呢都会告诉你们那就有神。
And some people will say, there's a resurrection.
某些人呢会说那就有复活。
But a lot of people stop, and they don't get going on repentance.
但是呢，大多数人就停在那里了，他们不会继续去悔改。
God's logic is,There is a God, there is a resurrection, therefore there must be a repentance.
所以神的逻辑是呢，有神呢，也有复活，所以他必须要悔改。
So my question is, what is man's logic?
所以我的问题是，人的逻辑是什么？
That's God's logic. What is man's logic?
上面是呢，神的逻辑，那么人的逻辑是什么呢？
And interesting, man's logic goes like this.
所以呢，非常有意思呢。人的逻辑呢，是往那个方向。
Man's logic says there is no repentance.
所以人的逻辑说呢，不会有悔改。
Now if someone says, I don't intend to repent. What goes on in their head?
有些人呢说呢，我不想，我不准备悔改。那么他们的大脑里到底想什么呢？
Well, they'd have to say why.
他们必须要说为什么。
And they'd have to come up with an excuse for not repenting.
那必须得找个借口为了不悔改。
What would be a good excuse for not repenting?
不悔改的借口，好借口是什么？
Well, this would be a good excuse. There's no resurrection.
这是个好借口，因为没有复活。
If there's no resurrection, you wouldn't have to repent.
如果没有复活的话，你就不必悔改。
And if you think about that long enough, you could even say there is no God.
如果你这样去思考，足够时间长了，你就会说了没有神。
So if you wanted to explain God, you would start here and you go this way.
所以如果你想去给向别人解释神呢，你会从这里开始，然后一直往这边走。
And if you wanted to explain the world, you'd go this way.
如果你想的就是解释这个世界呢，你往那边走。
And tragically, Mr. So-and-so is a friend of mine.
所以呢，就是悲剧是呢，某某某某人是我的个朋友。
And he said, Harold, I don't intend to repent.
对我说 ，Harold， 我不想悔改。
And after a while, he said.I don't believe there's a resurrection.
过了一段时间呢，他说我不相信有复活。
And then he got to the point he said, I don't believe there's a God.
然后呢，他得出结论，他说呢，我不相信有神。
Wow, how sad.
多么的悲惨。
Is that the logic of the world?
这是世界的逻辑吗？
Yeah, that's basically the logic of the world.
是的，这是。
Is there evidence that there's a God?
所以是这世界的基本逻辑，有没有证据证明有神呢
？Oh, sure, it's everywhere.
当然了，到处都是。
Especially in the last few years.
特别是在过去的几年。
I've been amazed in the last few years. The astronomers looking at the universe.
因为就是在过去的几年里呢，那些的就是星象学家呢看宇宙。
The microbiologist looking at the very basics of life, both extremes, and the last few years have proven that there's got to be a God.
所以那些研究微生物学的呢，他们从那个显微镜下看到，所以两方面呢都证明了，也神是存在的。
Is there evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
所以主耶稣基督复活有证据吗
？And many, many, Researchers, students have concluded that there is more evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ than any other event in ancient history.
比如里面的很多很多的那些人呢，他们去研究，尤其那些学生呢，他们得出结论呢，就是说是主耶稣基督的这个复活呢，就是在那个世界上，在古代历史上是证据最多的一件事情。
Is the problem there is no God?
因为他们就是说是有问题，说没有什么没有。
Is the problem there is no resurrection?
他们有问题，关于那个没复活吗
？What's the problem?
问题是哪里
？No repentance.
他们不悔改。
All right, so that's the background. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 14.
这是个背景介绍。那么说呢，大家呢把那个圣经翻到路加福音第十四章。
Luke 14.
路加福音第十四章。
And you'll remember this story. We're going to go through a lot of things fast, but you'll remember the story of Luke 14.
因为我们呢，就你们大家都记得这个故事，我们要很快的读一下，大家也都记得路加福音十四章的故事。
Verse 16 says.Then the Lord Jesus said to him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many.
所以这个里面呢，路加福音十四章十六节说，那耶稣对他说，有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。
And sent his servant at supper time to say to them, that we're bidden, come, for all things are now ready.
第十七节说, 那到了做席的时候, 打发仆人去对所请的人说, 请来吧, 现在样样都齐备了。
And they all with one consent began to make excuse.
对他们所有的人呢, 都同声推辞。
So how do you feel when you make a great big lovely supper, you go out of your way and you invite lots of people?
你怎么感觉呢? 如果呢你准备了一个丰盛的宴席,
and nobody comes.
然后呢你出去呢, 去请人来吃, 没有人来吃。
What are you going to think?
你怎么想?
You say, well, maybe last time I came, the food didn't taste, last time I invited them, the food didn't taste very good.
你说呢,也许呢,上次我请他们来吃饭的时候呢,那个饭不好吃。
Maybe you say they don't like me anymore.
也是你会说呢,他们不再喜欢我了。
You think up all kinds of reasons why they just didn't bother coming to your dinner.
因为你可以想出很多理由,就是说呢,他们根本就不屑来参加你的宴会。
This is a picture of the non-repentance of people.
这就是说那些呢,不悔改的人的一个画面。
And God invites them to the great supper.
所以呢,神呢,邀请他们吃大宴席。
And they lie awake night trying to think of what excuse they could have.
所以他们就一直呢,就试图找出有什么样借口不去。
How foolish.
多么愚蠢。
How selfish.
多么自私。
How insulting.
所以呢,是多么的冒犯。
You treat your boss like that, what's he gonna do?
所以你呢,去对待你老板,他会怎么做?
Fire you.
来炒你鱿鱼。
Okay. You treat the chef like that, what's he gonna do?
Okay, 你去对大厨那么做,他会怎么做?
In the army, if you don't treat the chef right, what's the chef do?
所以呢,就是应该是那个队长,在军队里,如果你对那个队长不好,他怎么对你呢?
The next night he gives you beans.
所以呢,下一次呢,他就给你吃豆子。
And the next night after that he gives you hash.
所以呢,下一次呢,他就给你那个 土豆泥,
and the next night after that, he gives you leftover bean hash.
所以呢,再下一餐呢,他给你呢,剩下豆子和剩下土豆泥。
Don't insult the chef.
不要那冒犯那个厨师,是厨师啊,刚才讲的是。
So it all starts out. They said, Jesus, we don't want you. God, we don't want you. We're at the repentance end of things, and they say, we say, we don't want to repent. I would rather do what I want to do, rather than to do what the God who made me wants me to do. I believe myself. I believe the devil. I don't believe you, God.
因为所有的人呢都说呢我不想要神，我不想要主耶稣，所以我想要去做我自己想做的事情。所以在刚才那上面讲的什么呢？就是说是我不想悔改，我不想要神，我喜欢魔鬼，所以呢我要照着我自己的方式去做，我不想要神，不想要耶稣。
What's the next story?
下个故事什么?
Well, it's the story about the lost things of chapter 15.
第十五节,第十五章讲的是失去的东西。
And you remember the first story, a man had 100 sheep, and one of them was lost.
因为你们大家知道呢,就一个人呢,有100只羊,其中一只羊呢,迷失了。
So he left, we're told, he left 99 sheep in the wilderness, and he went out to the sheep that was lost, and he found them, and he brought them home.
对了,我们在那里读到呢,他们把那99只羊呢,留在旷野里,然后出去呢,就是找到那只迷失的羊呢,然后把它背回家。
That a good story?
这是个好故事吗?
Okay. But what about the sheep that was found?
对了,是的,那个被找到的羊,他怎么办?
Everything's wonderful.
一切都变得美好。
How many sheep were lost in that story?
在这个故事里有多少只羊迷失了?
100, yeah. 100只。
Yeah,
what happened to the 99 in the wilderness?
那么留在旷野的99只是什么?
They were all lost.
他们都迷失了。
I'm just not sure that they knew they were all lost.
我不是很确定他们知道他们迷失了。
There's difference between being lost alone and lost with other people.
因为单独的迷失和其他人一起迷失是有区别的。
If you're lost alone, that's pretty scary.
因为如果你单独的迷失了，这便非常恐惧。
But if you're lost with 100 other people, it's maybe not that bad. You say, well, maybe I'm not as lost as, I'm okay. I'm the same as Wally.
因为这个里面的意思就是你说那如果你和其他的一百几百人的一起迷失了，你说哦，我认为我没事的，我跟那个 Wally 是一样的。
And so this is a story of 99 people who were together, 99 sheep all together in the wilderness.
就这样，这是一个故事，那就是九十九个人或者九十九个九只羊呢，他们在旷野里。
Very little food, very little water, but they're all together.
那很少的那个食物，很少的水，但是他们却在一起。
And they look at one another and say, "Well, I'm better than he is."
那些人他们互相的看一下，他们说我们比他强。
And then the one over here says, "I'm lost."
其中另外那个呢说我迷失了。
And the one over here says, I'm prepared to repent. And the Lord reaches out to him. And the sheep didn't run away.
因为其中那个说呢，我准备那个就是说是悔改，那么主呢去接触他，但那个羊却没有跑。
And he picked him up and put him on his shoulders.
他把他呢捡起来呢放在肩上扛着。
And the sheep didn't kick.
那个羊呢没踢他。
That sheep knew a little bit about repentance.
这个小羊呢，他悔改。
You remember the story about the lost son?
那也记得那个就是说浪子的故事。
He was a selfish son. He said, "Dad, give me my money. Give me your money. I want half of your money, Dad." And he took it and he went into a far country.
他是个自私的儿子，他说：“爸爸，把你的钱给我，也把我的钱给我，我呢要你一半的钱财。”然后呢，拿着呢去了一个陌生的国家。
And he squandered the money.
他那把钱都浪费了。
And he got so lost, he was lost.
所以呢，他失散了，他就失散了。
And he said, "I'm going to repent. I'm going back to my father."
然后他说呢，我要悔改，我要回到我父那里。
How many lost sons were in that story?
在那故事里有几个失散的儿子
？Well, there were two lost sons.
两个儿子都失散。
The other son was just as lost as the first.
所以另外一个儿子只是说他已经失散了。
The second lost son said, "I'm prepared to wait a little more to get all my dad's money."
就是那个第二个失散的儿子说，我只是要多等一会儿才能得到我父亲的钱。
He wouldn't even go to his brother's reunion.
他甚至呢，他不去和他的弟弟去团聚。
He wouldn't listen to his father's pleading.
他也不呢，就是说去求啊，去听他父亲的求告。
He said, "I want some."I want a calf. I want what's the word I want? I want, I want some food so that I can entertain my friends. I don't want your friends, God. I don't want your friends, Dad. I don't want my brother's friends. I want my friends.
他说我要一些肥牛犊，我就说他说呢，我要一些食物呢，就是我要去招待我的朋友，我不想要神的朋友，我也不想要父亲的朋友，我也不想要那个我弟弟的朋友，我想要去招待我自己的朋友。
He was just as lost as his brother was.
他那就是和他的弟弟一样失散。
He was just as unrepentant as his brother was before his brother became repentant.
因为在他那个弟弟悔改之前呢，他和他那个弟弟一样的都没有悔改。
One other story, you get to Luke 16. What's that story all about?
另外一个故事呢，就到了路加福音第十六章，讲的什么故事呢
？It's the rich man and Lazarus.
是那个富人和拉撒路的故事。
And the rich man, dies and he goes to hell and he is greatly tormented.
所以那个妇人呢死了，他下到地狱呢，他受到极大的折磨。
What was his problem?
他的问题是什么
？Well, he didn't pay any attention to the poor man who was at his gate. He didn't love him. All he cared about was himself. He didn't know the first thing about repentance.
所以他并没去照顾在他门口呢待着的那个穷人，他呢也不关心他，他所有的关心都是他自己，他也不悔改。
Then he has a long talk with with Abraham.
然后呢，亚伯拉罕有一个长的交谈。
And then he says in verse 27, I've got a bright idea.
然后在第27节里，他说过一个好主意。
He says, I pray thee therefore, Father Abraham, that thou wouldst send Lazarus to my father's house, lest they also come into this place of torment.
于这个第二节节呢，然后妇人说呢，父啊，我求你差拉撒路到我父家里去，因为我还有五个兄弟，他可以向他们做见证，免得他们也来这折磨的地方。
He's saying to them, the only reason I and my brothers didn't do what was right is we didn't have enough evidence.
所以他说呢，我和我的那些兄弟们呢，没有做对事情呢，是因为我们没有足够的证据。
Verse 30 says, he said to Abraham, if one went to my brothers from the dead, they will repent.
在第30节里，他对亚伯拉罕说呢，若有一个人从死里复活到我的弟兄那里去了，他们必要悔改。
Abraham said, no, that's not the problem.
所以亚伯拉罕说，不是的，这个问题不在这里。
Said if one went from the dead, they wouldn't repent then either.
所以他说，如果一个人从死里复活了去找他们，他们也不会悔改。
So what's the problem?
那问题在哪里？
Is the problem that we don't know enough about God?
所以这问题是我们对神的了解不够多吗？
Is God at fault because he didn't make the Bible 10 pages longer?
那么这是神的错吗？ 他没有把圣经再多加10页。
Is the problem that people aren't sure Jesus rose from the dead?
所以这个问题是出在就是人们不确定主耶稣基督有没有从死里复活吗？
No, that's not the problem. Repentance is the problem.
悔改才是问题。
And the rich man wouldn't repent, and his brothers wouldn't repent, and it wouldn't matter how much more evidence he gave them, they still wouldn't repent.
那个妇人呢，她不悔改，她的弟兄们呢也不悔改，就是不管那神呢给他们多少证据，他们都不会悔改。
What happens if you don't repent?
如果你不悔改，会发生什么？
You start believing the lie.
你开始相信谎言。
You start believing the lie about God.
你相信关于神的谎言。
Can you imagine on Judgment Day standing before God and saying, your problem, God, is you didn't give me enough evidence?
你可以想象一下，说在那个审判日的时候，你站在神面前，你说神呢，你的问题是没有给我足够的证据。
He says, what?
他说什么？
Did you ever consider springtime?
所以你有没有想到春天呢？
Do you ever consider DNA?
有没有想到DNA呢?
Do you ever look up in the sky?
有没有看看天空啊?
Of course the evidence is there. It's all over. What is the problem?
当然呢，就是证据都在那里，到处都是。那问题是出在哪里呢?
And they won't say it, but the fact is their reason simply goes like this. And within their own heart they say, I love my sin, and I will not go God's way.
因为他们的问题出在他们不会那么去说，但是他们在内心说呢，我的问题呢就是说是啊，我爱我的罪，我要走我自己的路。
And that's the logic of the man who's in Skid Row, and it's the logic all the way up to the man who's at the top of the wealth ladder, or the politics ladder, or the other ladders. The man at the bottom, the man at the top, they're all saying the same thing if they haven't turned to Jesus. And that is, they said, I love my sin. I love my way. I don't care about the God who loved me and the Savior who died to save me.
因为这是所有的这些人的问题，从那个路边的路人，一直到那个很高阶的那些政客和那些什么有权利的人，他们所有的人呢，就是说是我们呢都爱我们的罪，我们不想悔改。如果他们没有归到主耶稣基督这里是话呢，他说呢，我们才不关心那个救主为我而死。This
is God's logic.
这是神的逻辑。And
if you follow this, you will end up thinking like God.
所以呢，如果你跟从这个上面那一条呢，你就会像神那样去思考。
This is the devil's logic.
下面是魔鬼的逻辑。
Which he will pass on to you.
他会传给你。
If you reject God's logic, you must accept his logic.
如果你拒绝了神的逻辑，你必须接受魔鬼的逻辑。
What happens if you reject the devil's logic?
如果你呢拒绝了魔鬼的逻辑会怎么样？
You begin to think like God.
你就开始像神那样去思考。
And so the prophet, the apostle says that we are to be renewed by the renewing of our mind. We study the Bible, we read the Bible, we live the Bible, and we begin to think like God.
因为使徒们说呢，我们必须呢，就是说是更新我们的思想，通过去学习圣经。我们学习圣经了以后呢，我们就是照着圣经做，我们去思考，像圣经一样呢，我们就开始像神那样去思考。
So what do most people think like?
所以呢，所有的人他们怎么样去思考的
？Well, most people tend to think like most people, don't they?
所以大多数人他们想让大多数人一样去思考。
It's amazing to me how styles change.
你对我来说呢，这种流行趋势是怎么样
？It's amazing to me how history changes.
你对我来说，感到近期历史是怎么
改变？It's amazing to me when you read the Old Testament that all the people of God followed this way.
就是非常有对我来非常神奇，就是你读圣旧约的时候呢，他们跟从神的都是以这个方式。
And then another king came and all of them followed that way.
另外一个王来的时候，他们又跟着另外一个方式了。
And you say, what's wrong with people? They keep on going back and forth.
有这些人出了什么问题吗？他们就是来来去去的。
The easiest thing is to follow man's logic based on no repentance.
有的人来说呢，如果没有悔改，就很容易跟从人的逻辑。
God says, "Don't do it. You may follow God's logic. There is a God. Jesus did rise from the dead. He will judge us. We must repent. Doesn't matter what everybody else says."
另外就是你要跟从神的逻辑，神的逻辑说呢，那你一定有神。那么主耶稣基督从死里复活了，那有审判日，因此呢，你们必须悔改。
All right, well, just some simple thoughts for today on God's way or the devil's way. I'd rather go God's way.
今天呢，就是这些一些简单的想法，关于呢神的逻辑和那个神的路和魔鬼路，我宁愿走神的路。
Lord, we want to thank you that you have made yourself clear and plain.
李主啊，我们感谢您呢，您把你自己呢非常的清楚的、直白的表达。
We apologize, Lord. We're so stubborn. We say, I want to do it my way. And if I think about it hard enough, I'll come up with a good reason for doing it my way.
李主啊，我们道歉，因为我们如此的顽固，所以呢，我们认为呢，就是我们愿意照着我们自己的方式去做。如果我们照着做一段时间呢，我们会找出很好的理由这么去做。
Lord, teach us, we pray, the difference between a good reason and a bad excuse.
所以主要就是教导我们去区别什么是好的理由和坏的那个借口。
So Lord, thank you for each one here today.
也主要感谢每一个今天来的人。
Bless us all, we pray. Teach us all, we pray.
所以求您赐福给我们，就是说是教导我们，我们祷告。
We give thanks now again in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们现在呢，再次献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 啊，罗弟兄。